My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But we got a Tiger. Colin Montgomery is not right, but Tiger is basically a ceremonial player now.
But he's up there with...
This is, you know...
Sandy Lyle.
Sam Snead.
Like, they always have the older guys, because what, you have an exemption for how long at the Open Championship?
Well,
is it forever?
He has one. No, he has one until he's 60. You have the exemption when you're a champion. And that's where that whole bitterness came from. Because Colin Montgomery, we have it. Colin Montgomery said he needed... It's okay. I kind of put you... I didn't realize he was doing that poorly in the tournament. He had... What is he, 151 out of 154 right now, Tiger is?
149.
He bumped up a couple.
Yeah.
He's at 149, Tiger is.
He's at plus 14.
And Colin Montgomery, before the tournament, said basically that he needs to retire. Says that Tiger needs to retire. And Tiger really had a really spicy comment back and said, well, I'm a champion. He's not. I have an exemption until I'm 60. Tiger means a lot to the game of golf. Tiger's not, if you're the PGA, if you're professional golf, you're begging him to go everywhere. So he's not going anywhere. But it is like, man, he's 149th out of 154 in this tournament. So is that 4 straight cuts he hasn't made?
Oof.
In majors? Can you really say oof at this point? He's going to be 50.
Oh, it's just weird.
He's older than Jack when Jack won his final Masters.
Yeah, it is just weird, because if you just look at him from a bit of a distance, when he has the hat on, you can't see the balding.
He looks like 30-year-old
He looks like Tiger Woods. He looks jacked. He looks good, but then you see him move, and you see he definitely can't get around.
Yeah, he's stiff,
like he
tough.
Used to. He's done an enormous amount of damage to his body. He's had the number of surgeries, not to mention the distractions that he's had over the years. And it's crazy. You know, part of it is... You know, who do we always compare kind of at the same time dominating their sports? It was which Williams sister? I get them mixed up.
Serena.
Was it Serena?
I mean, Venus was really
Venus
good,
was really
Serena
good, but
Serena is the best to ever do it.
It's Serena, it's Tiger Woods, and it's LeBron. LeBron is still amazing. He's still freaking amazing. And to see Tiger struggle like this at a sport for young people, for Jake... Who's over here doing the updates, telling us how young he is? We're throwing historical events at him.
2001,
born in 2001. Like, it's hard for us.
Narrow it down after that, can't you?
It's hard for us to explain to him how just imposing and dominant Tiger was, not just in regular events, the biggest events, and every year. And it wasn't just that he was going to win at Firestone or Muirfield. He was going to win every single time, and he was going to dominate the best golfers in the world every time. It wasn't just that he was going to rack up some majors. He was either winning or finishing top five at every single major. And if it was close, he was going to win, and he was going to choke out the competition every single time. And now he's a non-factor.
How?
While we're still talking about LeBron, Tiger's a non-factor.
Because he's so banged up, like, I can't put him in the same category as like a not like category is a bad word. I can't have the same hope for him as like you did Tom Watson. Like, I was working at a different radio station back in the day in a much different capacity, and I mean, I had to work very early in the morning, basically an overnight thing, and to see that was at Turnberry, correct? And to see that in 09, that was unbelievable. I can't expect that out of Tiger at some point. Maybe I'm underselling. Maybe he is the best to do it physically, but I think he's just so banged up and just so stiff, I don't think he could do that. I mean, Tom Watson, I'm sure Tom Watson had his fair share of aches and pains, but he was in such good shape at such an older age. I just don't think he can do that. And it's, to some degree, it's sad, but I mean, he is a, 15-time major champion, for crying out loud. He's arguably the best to do it. I'm sure there'd be some Jack fans to call in and yell at me. No disrespect.
Has never been a record in sports that seemed like it was more certain, more inevitable that it would fall, that Jack's major record that was going to fall, and he was going to fall by a landslide. Tiger was going to win that. He was going to get there easily, and then he was going to lap the field, and no one was ever going to touch Tiger. And we did get the awesome experience a few years ago of Tiger winning that Masters, but that's it. That clearly looks like that is the last major he will ever win.
He is so big to golf. I just got this text from the Marble Mouth, and he's right about this. Like, Bronny plays for the Lakers, quote-unquote. It's not that big of a deal. He's a guy at the end of the bench. I got nothing against him, but, we understand the circumstance. If Charlie Woods, his son's name's Charlie, right? If his son ended up being in the PGA, how big a draw would his son be? Like, I don't know if anybody's going to NBA. They're going to see dad. I don't think they're going to see Bronny.
Right.
Bronny's like, you're going to look at the bench and go, hey, there's Bronny.
No, there'd be a nice novelty for the first few tournaments. But if he didn't, if he wasn't on the leaderboard, that's over.
What if he can make cuts?
That'd be a nice story. Nobody's going to see him.
What if Tiger were in the same tournaments?
Unless they found out Tiger was either going to be there playing or maybe caddying for him. Okay, I get to see Tiger.
I think he's just such a powerful draw. I think I disagree with you. I mean, if he were able to make cuts, if his son was able to make cuts and be a competitive golfer, he's still very young right now. Let's not get crazy. But eventually in time, if he were able to do that, if Tiger was still around these tournaments, I think that normal people, galleries, everybody would just be drawn to him. Because Tiger's to the point right now, you show up at major tournaments, you show up at your tournament, and that's about it. And I think the lines would be out the door. I think the galleries would be full to see him, to see his son. People would be rooting for his son. Even if he were a guy that's not on that, you know, if Jim Nance is doing it and at the end of the day he's not on the top seven, I don't know if that would matter. I still think there'd be plenty of people following him around. Maybe not the cameras for the broadcast, but there'd be plenty of people.
I think they would for a few weeks. You'd have to perform. You'd have to show that prodigy type talent.
What if he won one?
That'd be huge. Maybe unbelievable.
Not even a major.
Oh, just win.
What if he won like the?
It's so hard to win golf tournaments. I know his dad made it seem otherwise.
This is the point I'm making here because I look at this and I go, Tiger's the best to do it, right? Now you know I'm a NASCAR fan. Dale gets ripped. Dale Jr. gets ripped because he's not his father. I'm like, he still won 26 races.
Yeah.
He won six races in a year, one year, which is a really good number in modern auto racing. Okay? He won two Busch Series championships.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Which is the minor leagues, I understand that. He got very close a couple of times to winning a championship. These things don't fall off of trees. His dad did win 7 of them. His dad's the greatest to do it. Would they find him in that same category where it's like, okay, you're good, but you're not your dad? Even if he won one major, if he won the U.S. Open.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
No, if he won the PGA Championship.
That would be an amazing story. People would tune in for that, yes. Yes, 100%.
Would they start to hold him in the same regard there, father-son-wise?
I don't know. It would just be...
Because it might even work against him. Like, say he won at 22 years old, came in, won a PGA Championship. Throw the PGA in there, the one we make the least big a deal about, right? He wins the PGA Championship... And then he wins some tournaments, but he never wins a major again. I think it almost works against him with some fans, with the casuals. You know how hard it is to win a tournament, any tournament. Honda Classic, the Masters, doesn't matter. But I think for a lot of casual fans, I think they try to turn that into some sort of disappointment. It's dumb. It's very dumb.
Just in that
but
sport,
I think they do it.
It's, you know, we see more and more baseball players.
Guys like me who drop in on the sport.
I saw somebody talking the other day about how now, because the athletes are so successful and it makes so much money and can give their kids such an opportunity with resources, throwing the best coaches and travel and competition, that now it's a new day in sports where you're seeing more and more kids come up and be really good. There's so many NBA players that, you know, like around 2000, 2005, their kids are all coming up and now they're not just decent, like they're really good. Like they're going to have a chance to play in the NBA. I know Kenyon Martin's kid, they think Carmelo's kid, Dwayne Wade kid. Like there's so many because of the resources they have. There was the open conversation about whether or not the leagues are all going to be full of just kids, nepo babies, right? Of athletes' kids that have all these advantages and are going to have obviously the DNA, the genes are going to be there that these kids are going to be able to do it. And I wonder what that'll be like for fans. Golf, I just don't know if golf can be that sport.
I think it starts to turn a few fans away, especially if the kids do it? Can they actually play the sports at a high level, or are they just
starting to? Yeah. I mean,
if they can play the sports at a high level, then that's fine. If they can't do it at a high level and it's just they're there because of who their parents are, then I think that's going to be a major problem for everybody.
But golf is a little different in that, you know, anybody that gets a chance, even though you think of golf as a rich kid's game, right, but you've seen more and more kids come from not just the country club environment and beyond. Like, just being Tiger Woods' kid is not really giving you the advantage like it is, like it's seemingly doing in, say, baseball. Baseball, it is amazing what advantage it is to be the kid of a major leaguer.
Well, yeah, but there's also, if they come in, like we've been very critical of Bronny James. You and I haven't, but people have been very critical. And then people have been very defensive because then they start to look at the actual nepotism that goes on out there before Bronny James. Because if you're saying that you've seen other forms of nepotism, you still can't deny the nepotism of it. Okay, fair. But I think that if he were to come in, if plenty of kids were to come in and do it that way because of their parents, I think it'd be a really negative effect on sports. If they came in and they were fantastic, then I think it'd be different. Mitch, they're saying you stink?
Yeah, I was called into the afternoon show yesterday after Lima had called in originally regarding some conversation that we had off mic.
So why did you say he stinks yesterday?
No, I actually went out of my way so that Mitch didn't think it was him. Because we, over the years, have had a number of individuals, younger individuals, fill-in types.
Yes.
That have been in that booth and Woodley, Dust, sending some texts to each other going, did he not shower today? No deodorant? Does he look at himself in the mirror? Does he have a wardrobe, a professional wardrobe for work?
There have been, yes, there have been folks like that, but I don't think Mitch has ever been like that.
No, I didn't. I certainly.
So why did they start to lob that stuff at Mitch
yesterday?
What
did they say?
Well, they basically were just asking me about what you had said previously about those comments, and I, you know, there were a couple of factors that went into that one. I had just woken up, I was in a bad mood, and I didn't go after you specifically, Lima, but I did kind of like get a little defensive in that sort of sense, saying I shower literally every morning at like 3:30 a.m. before I come in
and
here.
And we love that about you. We've given you credit.
You are clean. I've never said you're not clean. Of all the things that we've said to bust your stones, I've never said you're not clean. You're a clean young man. I'm glad you defended yourself.
Of course.
I'm glad you did that. Now, there have been times, just seems that this business tends to attract them.
Slobs.
There's some younger guys that tend to not bathe, and they come on in here, and they stink up the room. And you got to walk in there. And then the best thing is you tell somebody, go, hey, you got to talk to him. And they go, you talk to him. It's too awkward. And so, yeah, there's been a couple of times where we've kind of had to close the door, even though you want to leave the door open because you want to air out a room like that and go, hey, you're stinking, bud. I've never had to do that with Mitch.
No. You guys have been good to me. You have gotten on my fashion, though.
Well, your fashion is your fashion.
Well, I did say we've had workers in the past that have worn some very casual pants in the sweat variety.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, there wouldn't normally be a problem, but the problem that is not everybody wants to see an outline any part of your body.
Well, there's also your boss doesn't want to see him either. I know he just retired. Maybe it's going to change with the new boss. Maybe he's not the same as the old boss in that, but he would come in and go, he would see people with sweatpants and go, you comfortable? Good. And they were like, what a really nice guy. I go, that's not what you want it to be.
No,
that's not what you want it to be. Mitch, you're always professional in that sense. Don't take it from the afternoon, guys, okay?
Of course.
I mean, you see, Nick walks around here in bare feet sometimes. Well,
Nick kind of got me a little bit. And Dustin actually was pretty, he actually defended me, so I give Dustin props for that.
Dustin still wears shorts that look like adult diapers.
I mentioned that. I never wear shorts when I come into work. I always wear pants.
He gets away with showing thigh that a lot of us are just uncomfortable with.
Guys, he would make Magnum PI uncomfortable with how short his shorts are. Can I point that out to anybody? Is that not true? Thank you. Are we ready for coming in hot after that?
All right. We had a lot of debate on whether or not today made sense. And we got a pep talk when we walked in today. Kayla gave us a pep talk. She said it has to live.
Coming in hot?
Yep.
216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.